This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the stable and constructive ties between India and China will contribute significantly to regional and global peace and prosperity. Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Prime Minister stated this after the meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Yi handed over a message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the SCO summit being held in Tianjin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jaishankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. The External Affairs Minister arrived in Moscow last evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. The government has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kota Bundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw announced the Union Cabinet decisions while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega Kota Bundi Airport. करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम
कैबिनेट हैज आल्सो अप्रूव्ड कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ 6 लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल कैपिटल रीजन रिंग रोड इन ओडिशा एट अ कॉस्ट ऑफ ओवर 8,307 करोड़ रुपीस. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA's vice presidential candidate, C.P. Radhakrishnan, will file his nominations today. All NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. During the NDA parliamentary party meeting, which was held in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Modi introduced NDA's vice presidential candidate, C.P. Radhakrishnan, and felicitated him. Briefing media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Prime Minister Modi appealed to all MPs, including those from the opposition, to elect him unanimously. Meanwhile, opposition INDIA bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as its candidate for the vice presidential election. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. India Post today announced that it has entered a new era of digital transformation with the nationwide rollout of IT 2.0 Advanced Postal Technology APT. The initiative, led under the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and guided by Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, is being hailed as a milestone in India's post journey towards digital India. At least 21 people have died in the last 4 days due to rain and flood-related incidents across Maharashtra. The torrential rains still continue in Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Kokan and other parts of Maharashtra on the fourth consecutive day. 8 persons alone have died in Nanded district, which is severely affected by flood. According to IMD, Mumbai has received a record rainfall of around 300 millimetres, disrupted the normal life in the city. The weather agency issued red alert to Vidarbha region today. In 16th Asian Shooting Championship, Rashmika Sehgal has won gold, India's third individual yellow medal, on day 2 of the competition at Shymkent in Kazakhstan. Rashmika clinched a junior women's air pistol crown yesterday. And women's U17 team will begin their SAF U17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign with a clash against Nepal at the Changlingthang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.